Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yeah, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Happy Thursday to everybody listening. Appreciate you guys hanging out with us and get involved with the program on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, 713-572-4610. In a second, I'll ask, we'll dive into, is Chris Sims right about the issue with C.J. Stroud and this offense, right? That is the perspective that he has. But on that 5-Hour Energy fan line, during the course of our conversation on whether or not this Lions game upcoming on Sunday night is a tipping point game, someone texted in from the 832, 20-year season ticket holder, when was the last time that this team looked worth a damn on a primetime game in the regular season? And the two primetime games that I'm thinking of that you've played this season, the Jets game, which, no.
That would be a no.
And then week two against the Bears, Sunday Night Football. And I don't know.
That would be a no.
You won? No? Okay, very good.
Yeah, that would be a no.
Last season, didn't you, it was all noon games, was it not?
Except for the very last one that was flexed to Saturday night. So that would be it, right, Figgy?
Yeah, I would say that was probably the last time. And honestly, I mean, they look good because, you know, it was a rookie quarterback and all that stuff, and this team came out of nowhere. But if that running back for the Colts didn't drop that pass, they might have lost that game.
But overall, they were
good.
Thrilled.
Yeah, especially with that Nico, that 75-yard pass.
Yeah, just early on. They just immediately were like, this is what time
first
we are on.
First play of the game.
Yeah. That is what we, this is what time we are on.
And the only other one was 5 years ago. The only other one that they looked good in
2019?
2019, when they beat the Patriots here. They took down Goliath, right, Figgy?
Yeah. Shout out to Mark Vandermeer.
Yeah.
Take
down Goliath.
Yeah, that's one of the interesting parts of having this three primetime games and three straight games, right? And you did not take advantage of the first opportunity Thursday night in New York. This is another opportunity Sunday night at home. And then I think the real situation where you absolutely need to show up, maybe the real tipping point in my perspective, tipping point game, Monday Night Football against the Dallas Cowboys, the woeful and sad Dallas Cowboys. But regardless, we'll talk more about that as we go. That is next week. This week, however, you're dealing with the Lions and you're trying to get quite a few things together. And, you know, offense is clearly one of those. Offensive line comes up a good amount. But C.J. Stroud has started coming under fire for some things. And I don't know if this is him coming under fire or, you know, Bobby Slowick coming under fire. But Chris Sims, this is Chris Sims, works for NBC and does a lot of quarterback evaluation, those types of things. This is him on what he believes to be the issue with this offense of C.J.
Bobby Slowick is not doing enough to help C.J. Stroud right now. C.J. Stroud right now is being misused, and it's a shame. When C.J. Stroud goes 10 for 30, there's an issue. It's the most accurate quarterback in football. Like I said on Sunday night, this is institutional. This is a problem with their offense overall.
You just saw those last three games for C.J. Stroud. Yeah. Those are basically two of his worst three games. What was working last year?
Yeah.
Is it just that other defenses have figured it out?
I think so. I think there's a little bit of that. Here's my biggest problem. They're not teaching C.J. Stroud anything about pass protection or where he's got to go with the football. That shows up because when they get tricked with certain blitzes, you could tell C.J. Stroud is like, they said they were going to handle all these things. Where's my hot route? I didn't even know who we were supposed to blitz or not. They blitzed five. We had five offensive linemen. I thought we'd be okay. That's kind of what they told me all week in meetings. They're doing a disservice to him. Nobody's really taught him about what's going on here and what happens if that guy doesn't come and this guy doesn't blitz and do all that. He's back there just, wait, hey, anybody open? Oh, wait, I think I'm protected. Let me look around. Anybody open? Yeah, I think life is hard on him right now.
I like the way he did that.
Yeah, though. I do appreciate that.
Little acting skills.
He committed to the bit, right? He was like, I will fully attempt to embody this version of C.J. Stroud that I'm trying to show.
But look around.
Yeah. Lopez, do you agree with that assessment that Bobby Slowick has not properly equipped C.J. Stroud to deal with the pressure and, you know, the changing defenses that they're seeing this year?
Look, first of all, that's not a criticism of C.J. Stroud.
Okay.
At all. Like because I think that's a very much a criticism of Bobby Slowick, and whether it's the offensive line or giving C.J. Stroud, which I would be leaning this way, giving C.J. Stroud the ability to make the calls at the line. They're putting most of them on Juice Scruggs.
Yeah, Juice is as a center, and usually when it comes to like setting protection, it's one of two players. It's either the quarterback or the center, and usually that also is somewhat dictated by experience, right?
Correct.
If you have an experienced quarterback, maybe they'll do that, or if you have a more experienced center and the offensive line and a really smart one at that, not to saying that like there's dumb linemen. I feel like in order to play line at any level, or especially at these high levels, you got to be some level of smart at what you're doing. You put it at the foot of the center. But yeah, it seems like Juice Scruggs, and that's one of the odd things about this team, is you have a couple of young guys in both of those important positions,
right?
But Juice handles a lot of those.
And
according to DJ Bieniemy, like everybody on the line and, you know, people that you would ask around that says that Juice does.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good job.
Yes. So then it's obviously recognition or coaching in terms of what to see, you know, to have in your recognition. So it's not C.J. Stroud. And, you know, DJ Bieniemy, as you just said, you know, saying that everybody around the team says Juice Scruggs is doing a good job. Well, that kind of narrows it down now, doesn't it? That kind of narrows it down in terms of the scheme, which Clint talks about a lot. And, you know, some of the little subtle elements of the scheme are recognizing or at least trying to predict where the protection is going to come from. If there's an extra guy, or if somebody needs help on the backside, or whatever it may be, that narrows it down to Bobby Slowick.
Yeah, and I feel like, and this comes in on the Five Hour Energy fan line from the 713. Now this dude is presuming too much, and I do think that he extrapolated too far in some of this, talking about how like CJ is just looking around like, oh, they told me that this would be handled. I don't think that that's where this is coming from, but I do think that there probably could be more that is given as it, when it comes to like answers for some of the test questions of. We're going to heat you up. We're going to send simulated pressure, or we're going to send blitzes. And, you know, because we've seen smart people, both linemen, quarterbacks, all these things that are in this media space, look at and break down film and say, okay, this protection doesn't make sense for what you're seeing here. Mm-hmm. And it seems like there's lapses in some of those things sometimes. And so
that's scheme.
They're scheme. And then there's also, we've seen, and maybe this was more early on in the season where it just feels like there aren't hots, right? There aren't hot routes or opportunities to get the ball out quickly when pressure is indeed coming, which is, again, another indication that maybe there aren't as many answers being given for CJ to where now he has to go and, you know, sit back here and hold the ball, and maybe not has to, but does then hold the ball looking for somebody to be open down the field where he doesn't have doesn't have the time to do that with the pressure that's coming.
And so, you know, when you talk about, and I go back to this maybe too much, but I thought it was very telling. When you talk about everything on the table, was that on the table? Is it on the table? Is it something we're going to see this week?
What, CJ calling
CJ says, look, he's the one pointing right here, right there, and right there, telling the guys who they got or what the breakdown would be. I don't know. We'll find out. But this is not, you know, you just heard Chris Sims talk about there. This is not CJ Stroud has all of a sudden lost accuracy. He's had bad games because he's been sort of rattled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's missed some players because he's been sort of rattled, but I don't think anybody thinks he's all of a sudden lost his accuracy.
Yeah, and I think I bring this back. In my mind, this feels inextricably tied to the piece in the Ringer that I was talking about. Was it earlier this week, last week, about, you know, Patrick Mahomes and the checkdowns? Like, I think that some of this is also facilitating more understanding that teams are making it hard for you to get downfield with some of the things that you're doing, and looking for some of the quicker developing routes that you can have as safety blankets to get the ball out and get the ball to people in space. And this is a very interesting matchup for that, because on the other side of the ball, that's what Jared Goff does fantastically. Just get the ball to your playmakers in space and allow them to do a lot of the work schematically, right? Like, this is going to be a very interesting juxtaposition this week with Bobby Slowick, who is, you know, billed as young, you know, young genius, savant play caller, across from Ben Johnson, who is also young genius savant play caller, but actually getting it done at a higher level right now.
Yeah, and you know, sharing with you earlier, we don't have to play it or anything, but another, you know, pretty well respected former quarterback, Chase Daniel, said almost the exact same thing without the acting skills and without necessarily like.
And if you can't act, you're not getting played.
Yeah, if you can't act, you're not getting played. But he said that the Texans' problem right now, CJ Stroud's problem right now, is protection.
Well, sure.
I mean, we knew that, but he's not just talking about offensive linemen breaking down either. He's talking about what we mentioned here, like how they're sort of attacking different protection issues.
Yeah, so game plan you would hope to see get significantly better. I also really hope, in going back, we were talking about D'Amico Ryans on the Coach's Show mentioning that, you know, self-scout particularly gets big in these, you know, quarters of the season that you take an opportunity and really evaluate, and you just got past the halfway point. Hopefully, like, that self-scout and that evaluation helps the offense and the offensive decision makers, namely Bobby Slowick, to empower CJ with more of those, more of those answers, you know, and empower Juice to have more of the pass protections that will actually give them the opportunity to really attack things. And one of the things that we can all understand and agree, hopefully Nico Collins returns. Someone asked on the Twitch, do we know if Nico is coming back soon? He is eligible to be return or designated for return from IR, or dealing with that hamstring injury. However, he didn't practice yesterday, and we didn't get a lot of news on that to that end. DJ Bieniemy, again, coming back to the ESPN reporter that covers these Texans, he says, by the way, if the Texans don't announce that wide receiver Nico Collins has been designated for return before practice, then it's probably a key indicator that he won't practice.
It probably is.
So we will be watching that space to see if maybe we can get some insight on whether your number one wide receiver will be available to help CJ in those ways. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us. It's about time for our question of the day. And I know that D'Amico Ryans lets us know that you can't do this. This is not how it works. However, if you could, just lift a player from another team and plop them on this Texas team, what player would you pick? 713-572-4610. Let's discuss that next.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.